Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is it's about the pasta. Fuck, we have so many. A Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 3, episode 13. We've made it to the climax, if you will.
Oh, we are at the peak point. We're just wondering who's going downhill. Whose story arc is about to go downhill?
Oh, it's amazing. So guys, you can find us on the A&M Podcast Network because we launched our own podcast network.
Woo.
It's so exciting. You can also on the podcast network find Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, and One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I watch one season of a show and then talk about it.
Only one season or shows.
Yeah, only. Though. Yeah, if it doesn't have one season, we won't watch it. Unless it's Vanderpump or Summer House.
We'll probably watch it. We'll review it.
So please rate, subscribe, review. We have no new ratings. We have no new reviews. It's very sad. It's been a long time. Also, though, maybe we'll eventually get some because we're talking from way in the past. Hello to the future. How are we?
Please leave a review. It might be June in their time.
Oh, my God.
It's late May or June.
Oh, we haven't even hit. Well, we'll get there. So, guys, listen. We have a Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. So if you are listening to the podcast, you can find the Facebook group. We have an Instagram at Vanderpasta. It's our network Instagram, but we couldn't get rid of the handle because it was so good.
Gold. It's good also, as gold.
Yeah. It's, oh my God. I love that. Okay. And, join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. It is the A&M network one, but again, it was just so at Vanderpasta is just
you
like
get more
perfect.
Goodies.
Yeah, you get more goodies. So what you'll get for only $1 a month, you get access to a really fun pre-show catch-up where you can get to know Meredith and I a lot better. And you will get access to any episodes we record early. So like I said, we're way from the past. It's not even Valentine's Day yet. It's still fucking cold out right now.
St. Louis is a disaster with snow.
Same. But you guys right now are probably in the hot summer drinking pina coladas, you know, hanging
maybe
out.
Maybe you got that vaccine in your arm.
Yeah, maybe you're vaccinated. We are not. Our groups have not been called yet, so we're waiting. But hey, we don't know. Please enjoy the future. But you could have had this episode 4 months earlier.
But don't make the same mistake.
Don't make the same mistake because by now we've probably recorded a whole nother season and maybe a season of Summer House. I don't even know what you're fucking missing out on. It's insane. Yeah.
By the time you get to the next time we are saying this, like, don't wait another 4 months.
Wait, for you're missing out. This is you missing out.
$1.
So much. That's $12 a year. Think of what
you
can
just join for 1 month, binge it all. And peace out. We're good with that. Just
give us $1. So for $2, though, you'll get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you will get access to our Vanderpump After Show, which is where we talk spoilers because Meredith and I have seen the show before.
I have a lot today.
We are trying to do this spoiler-free for the people who haven't. And then we'll also say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Jackie. And to Tracy and to Mariah. Those are our $2 a month patrons. And they're the best. But there is a best of the best. And that's got to be our girl Jackie. Because Jackie donates $5 plus a month. Because, oh my God, she loves us. We love her even more back. But for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, we pick a patron of the episode, which it is and forever will be Jackie. And if anyone wants to try and dethrone Jackie, you can try, but like, good luck. Also, with Summer House premiering, I think it's over by the time you're listening to this, which is kind of sad. But 100%. As we do like live shows and stuff, I'm going to be posting and asking people for their opinions, their thoughts, whatever. And it's just going to be the $5 a month patrons. You can leave your unsolicited notes if you want, but I'm specifically asking for you, Jackie. What's up? Don't let me down, girl. You're going
to
get so much
added to Jackie's level.
You can't give at us this point.
Solicited opinions.
Yeah, honestly, don't give me your unsolicited.
No, anything. Give us your unsolicited.
Are you mixing it up?
I'm not. I just got home from my sister's and I've spent so many hours with children. I just like can't process drinking. But I ate like 3 spoonfuls of ice cream right before we started recording.
That's fun. I'm mixing it up because I'm becoming a functional alcoholic. Every day at work sucks and then I drink. So it sucks less. So
see, this is how I was in November and December. You get my train of thought now. Just be careful. It's a slippery slope, everybody.
My roommate and I keep going like, are we depressed? Is this what we're hitting? We're hitting our depression of the COVID now. This is it. So I'm drinking a Truly lemon tea. And they're actually the lemon.
I've heard great things.
The lemon's the best.
Ooh, that was a nice sound. That was a nice sound.
They have peach. I think peach is second best. And then strawberry. And then I haven't tried raspberry. But strawberry was fine. This lemon tea, though, chef's kiss. I'm obsessed. So, ooh, it's so good. Okay, let's get into the episode. Okay. This episode was great. I cannot stress enough how much I love this episode and how many times I paused to get the entire fight. So I'm so excited. Okay. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Jax broke up with Carmen but immediately regretted it. Stassi and Katie came face to face and Katie left Stassi crying at the table. Kristen accused Tom Sandoval of cheating on Ariana in Miami, but Ariana doesn't believe it. Tom Sandoval tried to get closure with Kristen, but Kristen now thinks that Tom still has feelings for her, and Miami girl is coming to LA.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun.
Okay, so we open up at lunch. They just dive right in, right?
Oh my God, I know. I was kind of expecting a little bit of like Kristen talking
like a build up.
Is her name Rachel? Is that who it was?
Yeah, Rachel. Like
somebody else again, or maybe even James about all this, but nope.
No,
we're at lunch.
Kristen Ann Marie, aka Miami Girl, immediately sits down. It's so weird. We need a drink. Yes. We need a whole bottle.
Alcohol stat.
Bring us the bottle. Yeah, and Kristen immediately is like, "This is totally the type of girl Tom would have sex with in a bathroom." Very specific. I don't know if I have a bathroom type. I think just like a necessary type, but
I don't think I do either. It's weird to me though that Kristen's kind of playing innocent here. Like she has not been talking to this girl for months and randomly just like stumbled upon her. Cause she asks like, so how did you meet Tom? And I'm like, you just want this shit on camera. You know all this information already. The problem is it's in a bunch of DMs and they won't put it on the show if you're just reading off the DMs.
Also really quick. Kristen describes this girl as mid-20s and a lot of Botox. This girl does not look mid-20s.
No. We're mid-20s.
We have baby face, no offense to us, but we look young.
Yeah, but like if you're mid-20s, you wouldn't have a lot of Botox.
This bitch looks...
Or look like you have a lot of Botox.
She looks mid-30s. I think Kristen's off by 10 years.
Well, I mean, Kristen's also older than her, so she probably...
You're right.
Well, she's mid-30s, I guess Kristen's not, but Kristen probably wants to think that she's older than her and looks great, which Kristen does look good for her age.
She does, but Miami girl looks bad for Kristen's age, I think. That's why I was like, I don't think she's 20. But okay, so yes, we need the whole story. Miami girl says that they were at the pool at the Mondrian. I have never been to Vegas. I apologize for butchering that. I know nothing.
No, this was in Miami though.
Oh, I have also never been to Miami. I apologize for butchering everything.
What does Vegas have to do with this?
My name
literally is Miami Girl.
I was thinking of the Golden Nugget in Vegas. Sorry. Okay, they were hanging out. Jax was talking about himself and Kristen's like, oh my God, yes, this is 1,000% true. Anyone who,
but also like, we already know Tom agreed. They hung out.
Also, anyone
are true. And that's what I love about this part. And Jax is talking about himself.
I could have been Miami girl. If I watched the first 2 seasons of the show, I could have shown up and been like, Jax.
Tom admitted that they all hung out.
He knows her.
And
Anne-Marie was talking to Tom. He said he was single. He was holding her hand so she could walk in her shoes. Well, she
said all the guys said that they were single.
Yeah, which...
This is where I'm like, I'm going to start denying this because I really don't think Schwartz said he was single.
I don't know. I think Schwartz just doesn't say anything. Also, so he was holding her hand so she could walk in her shoes. That's just nice. Okay. Anyone should hold a girl's hand.
Well, I didn't if she's hear the walking to, in her shoes.
Yeah.
Part.
She's like, I was struggling walking in my shoes. And I was like, literally a stranger should help me.
Sandoval's the only one in that group who would do it. So
yeah, right.
That makes
so
sense.
It checks out. They talked for 7 to 8 hours. He told Miami girl, sorry, I know her name's Anne Marie. I just have to call her Miami
girl. I like Miami girl.
He told Miami girl that he cheated on Kristen, which again, anyone who fucking watched the first two seasons would know this. And then they had sex and Kristen's like, oh my God, this is literally so awkward.
She also said, like, they talk so much and he opened up about everything. Mm-hmm. Tom is not really like a closed book.
No. Also, she's like, okay, so Miami girl says that she thinks that Tom is still in love with Kristen. Like, she could just tell. And I'm like, ew, what?
These this are the is things where I'm like, you didn't sleep with him. Nope. You didn't talk to him that much. Like, you guys didn't, like, he didn't share and open up this much because.
Also, if you sleep with a guy in a bathroom that just confessed for 7 to 8 hours that he is still in love with his ex-girlfriend, what are you doing?
Well, also, shouldn't Anne Marie be apologizing to Kristen then too? Because they're clearly,
right?
In her mind, both in love with each other.
Yeah, right? So then this is when Kristen is like, Tom still has a power over me. If Ariana wasn't in the picture, we would still stand a chance. I love it. No, it's the worst. And then they're like,
oh my God.
Tom's working at Sir tonight. And Anne-Marie's like, we should go. I'm going to go. Kristen's like, I get it. Anne-Marie feels betrayed by Tom. And I'm like, where?
How?
They had sex. It was a one night thing.
And it seems like it was very clear. Okay. Let's say this story is true. It seems like Anne-Marie was a shoulder for Tom to cry on about Kristen. She was being really supportive. They probably were getting drunker and drunker as the time went on. And then they just banged in the bathroom. It seems like neither of them was looking for anything because Tom was supposedly crying about his ex.
Yeah.
So why is Miami girl betrayed?
I don't know. Kristen's just trying
because he's denying it. That's not that weird to bang somebody on vacation and not really want to talk about it when you get home.
The worst. Okay. So now we'll get into this some more, unfortunately, but also fortunately. So now we get to watch Tom Schwartz model. The pics look kind of good. I'm not mad at these pics.
Listen. I feel like a lot of people always say, and I'll get to my point in just a 1 minute. I feel like a lot of people are always like, oh, art, I could do that. Okay, them modeling, I feel like I could actually do it.
I could do it.
Like, I feel like I could always say like, oh, I could paint that or make that ceramics thing. No. But I can't. But with modeling, I feel like anybody could do the things Tom is doing.
I would be an ugly model, but I could get to the same pose.
Yes. The thing is my face, which I have zero control over. Yeah, no. Is not beautiful enough to be a model.
There's a story Jennifer Lawrence talks about how she tried to model for Abercrombie. And so she like went to a shoot to the beach and they were like playing football. And then she didn't get booked. And her agent was like, why didn't you book her? And they sent her the pictures and she was like actually fucking playing football instead of like pretty playing football. Like all the other models were like throwing beautifully. And this bitch had like her nostrils were flaring and she was red and sweating and like trying to tackle people. And she's like, so that's when I learned that like I'm probably not a model. And I was like, that'd
be
me.
Well, she probably needs like way more direction about being like, okay, pretend to throw the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, I thought we were there to like actually play football and I was tackling people. But that'd be the face would kind of be the same for me. Like I'd look scary, but I could get the pose.
You're like smiles and it's like, okay, stop looking scary. Your eyes.
I literally look like straight out of a scary movie. Just
you also look like the candle in Beauty and the Beast because your arms are out wide and your like hands are like in a claw. Like
someone help! Thank God my parents never really banked on me being a beautiful model because it wouldn't have worked out. Okay, actually Tom's parents didn't bank on him being a model either. He was actually pre-med in college.
I don't see it.
Imagine waking up and having Tom Schwartz operating on you. I'd be like, please let me die. Just let me die. It's fine.
I don't even see him like being the like high school senior type being like, I'm going to go to college and be pre-med.
Yeah, no, he just fell into it. He just fell into pre-med. That's so fun. But so he one day then was like, hey, mom, dad, I'm actually going to become an actor and move to LA. And his parents obviously weren't thrilled, but now they see him in magazines and on commercials. So it's basically the same thing. It's fine.
Yeah. They can still brag to their friends. So all is well.
Yeah. So now Katie's here for lunch. Tom got Bubba a sandwich.
This is
Do you know
cute.
How many like times they say, time. I like it, but in the amount of times they say Bubba this episode was insane.
Oh my God, I didn't even Bubba. Notice. I'm hey, so Bubba. Conditioned after 8 seasons.
So we're going to talk about Stassi. Katie tells Tom, you know, like what happened and that Stassi's most upset that she found out about Miami from Sheena, which I get. I get, is it worth breaking a friendship up? No.
Yeah, and this is difficult because Tom, like, mentions that Katie was such a great friend when Stassi moved back. And you mentioned this a few episodes ago, too. Like, Stassi went off to New York. She comes back. Like, I'm sure Katie and Stassi's friendship suffered a little bit because when you're not, like, right next to your friends all the time, it's different. But
or you don't have a super successful podcast with them.
Look at them.
Hey.
Wow, really need to try new things.
But yeah. But yeah.
But Stassi comes back and Katie moved heaven and earth to like help her. Stassi slept on their couch, like helped her find an apartment, like all the things like a best friend does. But Katie does one thing not to Stassi's liking and immediately drops Katie, which is not cool.
Yeah. I appreciate Tom Schwartz really having Katie's back on this one. And saying like, she's not the princess anymore. She's been dethroned and you should feel okay with that. Like, don't feel guilty.
Yeah. And I don't think what's nice is I like that Schwartz isn't bashing Stassi because let's be honest, I think we all know that at some point Katie and Stassi will be friends again. This is just a bump in the road. So it's like you can't really bash her. But I like that he's like supporting Katie, not bashing Stassi.
Yeah. And Katie does believe that their friendship can be fixed and the door's open, but Stassi has to be the one to walk in it, which I agree. I think Stassi needs to be the one to kind of eat crow and move like, forward with it.
Well, even just get over herself. I don't even think Katie needs like a
full-on apology. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's just like, okay, I see what you're saying. I see where your position was at. I don't agree. It's kind of like they need to agree to disagree on this and move forward.
Yeah. So then moving forward,
transition.
We are gonna jump right into the fucking drama of life.
Hurricane at Sir.
Kristen and Rachel are at Sir as patrons. We met Rachel last episode. She's Jax's ex, Kristen's friend, super fun. Ariana and Tom show up for work. Kristen and Rachel decide to sit right right across from the bar. That Tom's at, so they can make eye contact the whole time. Like that's
which,
in, yeah.
Do you like think something went off in Tom's head that was like, "Ooh, something must be up"?
I truly don't know. I think it's sketchy, but I think maybe they were filming, and he was like, "They're just like filming a segment." I don't really know faux show, but So yeah, so we're all sitting around. Then Miami girl just walks in. They don't even fucking build it up again. Miami girl just walks in.
This girl does not have to have the like walk up.
No.
Like big moments. Even a chit chat beforehand walks straight up to
Tom.
With Tom's bar.
Yeah. And she walks up and she's like, hi. And Tom looks at her and is like, hi. And she's like, can I have a Cosmo? And he's just like, his interview is just shit. Like, just, fuck.
And Tom just walks down the bar. It looks like he's like going to get something.
Yeah.
But does not stop and does not come back.
And he asks the bartender, he's like, can you take care of people over there? Like the other one. And then he just leaves. And then
no words, nothing. I literally thought he was going to get something or like have somebody else help her or go to the back and talk to someone. He just keeps walking and we don't see him again.
Yeah. Literally maybe go to like the sidebar, like the lounge. Or no, they're in the lounge, the restaurant bar, and be like, can you switch with me for the night? Like literally anything, but no. And then this Kristen then gets up from her seat and talks to Miami girl and is like, obviously he's guilty. Like after all this, which, okay, it looks guilty. I'm going to say it looks super guilty that he just leaves, right? But also if someone shows up to my place of work that I know they're, as he claims, a stalker, my ass is dipping.
It looks so guilty because he like straight up leaves a restaurant and like doesn't even come in. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that guilty that he exits from the scenario because that's the most professional thing to do, in my opinion. He's clearly is not interested in starting a fight. He is out.
He's uncomfortable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So himself. I think if he walked to like whatever manager was like working that day, I think it's Diana.
Diana.
I think if he like called Lisa, you know, like there are other ways to handle this, in my opinion, that don't look guilty. But the fact that he leaves and does not tell anyone does make him look guilty.
And this is when he calls her a crazy stalker, which like I get, obviously if a stalker shows up at your place of work, you should exit, but like you don't have to leave the restaurant without notifying anyone. But he does.
She's not truly a stalker because this is the first time
she's like shown up.
Yeah, well, physically.
We don't know. Do you think if
she's like, she's obsessive, but I don't think she's like a stalker.
So he does notify someone. He notifies Ariana, who then also leaves the restaurant, which I was like, probably shouldn't do. Well, she's on the phone. So they're on the phone with each other. And Ariana's just like, I'm walking down the street. I'll meet you there. Okay. And then
Ariana's like walking out in the parking lot behind Sir. Tom is just walking down the street. Yeah, and Miami then, girl and Kristen walk out into the parking lot too and see Ariana.
They're in the back of Sir and they see Ariana walk past.
With their Cosmos in hand, by the way.
I was like, did they walk out with their drinks?
Yep, of course.
And then Anne Marie's like, Ariana, can I talk to you for a second? And Ariana's on the phone. She's like, oh my God, she's coming after me. And it's so funny too, because Ariana's in flats. Like she's in gym shoes or like whatever. She's on flat feet, but Miami girl's on wedges. So Miami girl's trying to like catch up to
with
Ariana.
With her little Cosmo, which is hard to.
I know.
And keep Ariana is glass stable.
Ariana's not running, but she is bookwalking it all the way down the street to get the fuck into this cab that Tom calls.
Yeah, Tom called an Uber, so they are legitimately peacing out. No word, nothing, just
bye. And then Kristen's like, well, if this isn't guilt, I don't know what the fuck is.
This does look really guilty.
It looks bad, but also, Kristen, calm the fuck down. No matter what Tom did, it would have looked guilty to Kristen, which is where I'm like,
but they also but Rachel, look still fucking crazy because they are legitimately following him and chasing him basically out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Too.
I want to talk to Rachel. She seems like the only sane one. And even she was like, this is
she's
guilt.
Still
and
in
I'm
the
like,
back
Rachel.
Of, she's still in the back of Sir. I'm like, why aren't we staying
Rachel,
at our table?
Rachel, come on, girl. You're better than this.
This is where I'm like, Kristen, this is where you don't actually get involved. You meddle and like you bring Miami girl here, but you're actively getting involved.
Yeah, no, you were there to watch and then like
let it unfold.
Happened,
yeah.
Wasn't your problem. Right. So then Rachel, Kristen and Miami girl go back and they sit on like the patio of Sir.
Yeah. Kristen's Tina, smoking a nice cigarette.
Oh man. She went through like 5 cigarettes in this whole segment. It was always a new cigarette in her hand. So Sheena and Vale approach and Sheena's like, what the fuck just happened? I'm assuming Ariana called Sheena or like someone called Sheena.
I bet she just saw her book it out of there on the phone. Like,
maybe.
Tom.
So Kristen is then like, Sheena, this is Anne Marie, Sheena. And Sheena's like, oh, I'm not going to shake your hand. No offense. Which like I kind of get because it's like.
Yeah. And she said it really nicely. She was like, hey, I'm not going to shake your hand.
And then Kristen, of course, is like, that's not fair. If you're going to be rude, you can walk away.
You're going to be a bitch. Just go and walk away.
And then Sheena, of course, is like, I'm getting married and my best friend is Ariana and we don't need this bullshit. And Anne Marie is like, she tries to spit in a little bit and she's like, shouldn't your best friend know if her boyfriend's cheating on her? And I was like, Anne Marie, stay out.
She
do
already
Rachel.
Does oh, know man. And chooses yeah. not to care.
Yeah, Sheena said that. She's like, I brought it up to her. Nothing happened. She believes Tom and they're happy. And then Sheena then starts going like, Kristen, I'm the only one who supported you. And Kristen's like, don't be a bitch to Anne Marie just because Tom cheated on Ariana. And I'm like, ma'am.
But a big part of why Sheena's also pissed is she's like, I can't believe you didn't tell me this was happening. You just showed up and did this you did not tell me anything. Like, I'm about to get married. Sheena wasn't making it about her getting married. It was like, you're doing all these things without telling me. I can't be your friend if you're not going to keep me in the loop. And I don't want this to happen at my wedding. She wasn't like making it about her, whole thing about her wedding, but like that's the next big event coming up.
And Kristen keeps saying she didn't know that Anne Marie was coming. She had no idea.
Yeah.
She was like, she just showed up and then she contacted me when she was in LA.
Rachel, where are you with the receipts? Because we know you know.
Rachel's gone. She is smoking a cig on the side. She does not give a fuck.
Right. So, I like that Rachel doesn't want to be a part of this, but is happy to watch. That's who I want to be.
So now Sheena turns to Anne Marie and she's like, so what happened? Like, tell me what happened because I'll relay it to my best friend.
Yeah.
And then, but Kristen will not let Anne Marie talk because she just keeps yelling at Sheena, to which Sheena starts yelling and they start flicking their fingers and don't start with me, Kristen. Don't talk back to me, Sheena. And it turns into like an old lady fight for a little bit.
And Sheena's like yelling in her like screaming kind of voice, the like freaking, like, I defended you.
I offended you. You were my friend. So then everyone in the restaurant starts turning to look at this. Also, there's a ton of patrons and like just LA residents. If you look on the street on like the sidewalk behind where Kristen was, people were straight up stopping and looking. And I was like, that would be me. I'd be like, what the fuck is happening?
I'd be like, I see cameras. What's happening over here?
Yeah. So Kristen, then she does put her hands on Sheena. She like fully grabs Sheena and she's like, why are you making this my problem? I'm not involved. And Sheena's like, can you not touch me? I think Sheena's like about to lose it and she's trying not to. So then Kristen's waving around her cig, calling everyone an asshole. She won't let Anne Marie tell Sheena the whole problem. Tom fucked up. So then Sheena gets really mad. She's like about to lose it. She's starting to cry a little bit. Vale then comes out, or Savior Vale, and she's like, hey guys, can we stop this? And then Sheena starts yelling at Vale. She's like, no, Vale, you're not involved. And Vale's like, okay, but like people are staring.
Listen, I'm sitting at the hostess stand and you're screaming so loud and everybody in the restaurant's looking.
No one actually wants to eat here anymore. And it's just like kind of a problem. I'm like trying to help, but no. So then Sheena's really crying and she's trying to tell Kristen something, but Kristen keeps interrupting. And then we get the iconic line, listen to me. It's what it sounds like.
It's like her it's like a screaming, yelling voice that's like so hoarse. It's nothing like Sheena's real voice. And I love when she uses this voice.
It's like a demon comes out of her. So then Vale again is like, hey guys, let's stop.
That's not.
And Sheena again then, because now Sheena's lost her mind. She's like, no, Vale, we're not going to stop. And then Kristen again is like, I know Anne Marie was coming. And then our other savior, Diana, the sir manager, comes out and she tells them to stop. And Kristen's like, I have the exact quotes because I love this scene. Kristen goes, Diana, stop it. Walk the fuck away now. And Diana's like, hey, Kristen, you're actually like really out of line. You need to stop. I'm your manager. And Kristen goes, oh, suck it. And I was like, oh, like we didn't even get a picture of her saying that because she was hidden by Anne Marie. But she, suck it. And I was
like, this is like a whole different version because normally we get really great camera angles of everything. And like, it's all set up. But this is just pure chaos happening for this like shoot going on.
Yeah. So then Sheena does walk away with Vale. And Diana tells Kristen that she needs to leave right now. And we get the Diana fucking walk away now. Move your ass.
Move and then, your ass.
And then Diana's like, okay, everyone can hear you.
It's a big one. Sorry.
I know. I have a big one. everyone can hear you. You need to leave. And then we get the Diana, walk the fuck away. You don't own the restaurant. Move your ass. Walk the fuck away. Bye. Suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick. And then it ends. Suck
a dick, Diana.
Bye. No, I love Diana. This poor girl is like, I'm not even on the show.
I just like love Peter's this.
Not here.
Yeah, I love the little bye at the very, very, very end.
Suck a dick.
Oh my God.
I'm sure she was like, I wish Peter was here because he's part of the show so he could like deal with it, but he's not. So now, like I tried to send Vale out and now I have to do it. And Kristen's just waving her cigarette at me, yelling.
Like, how many drinks in do you think Kristen was? Cause there's no way she showed up to this sober.
I don't think she was as drunk as she should be to act like this, which is unfortunate. I think that's just crazy Kristen. But I think Kristen's just so hellbent on getting her name cleared that she's going absolutely crazy about it.
See, I don't think it's about clearing her name, to be honest. I think it's about breaking up Ariana and Tom. And I feel like watching Ariana and Tom leave together is what made her spiral.
Just made them stronger. Yeah, just like made them stronger.
They are showing, they yeah. keep showing her that they don't give a fuck about this.
Oh, it's, Kristen, as much as I love watching it, it's so unfortunate for your mental health. I'm so sorry for your mental health.
You just really need to separate.
So now, for a little bit lighter news, drinks with Jax and Schwartz.
I love this segment.
And the sexy bartender.
Oh my God. Reminisce on the good old days of boys' nights when they'd be drinking all night. And
I love a cute boy date. I do. I think I always call them boy dates. I think they're so cute when like two guys are like, do you want to grab dinner? It's just like a cute boy date.
Jax is actually really good with his friends in moments. He's just terrible friend afterwards with the tattling and the making up lies. Like he's really good with them, like one-on-one, like in the moment with them.
Mm-hmm. So Jax has been hanging out with Carmen a lot and he wants the title. And Tom's like, you want the title, but none of the responsibility that comes with it. But also, does Jax want the title? Does he just want a girlfriend and then like he could do whatever he wants, but he has a girlfriend?
Yes.
That's what he wants? Ugh.
He but, probably like, in a sense, his ideal relationship seems to be, and his side of the relationship's open and hers is closed.
Oh, I love that. Double standard. I love it. Good for Jax. What a feminist.
Because he kind of needs like the attention of a girlfriend. Yes. He really does.
When he wants it, like on his terms.
Well, I think like he's like, obviously their life doesn't work Monday through Friday like this, but like during the weekday, it's like, I want the girlfriend type and I want to like live with someone and I want that companionship, mm-hmm. but then I want to be able to like go out on my weekends and do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, Jax, you want so much. But you get so little sometimes. Yeah, he actually gets more than I would expect.
He says he's really going to have to work hard for this Carmen relationship. He might take her on a shopping date and bribe her to get back together with him. Sounds like a successful path.
He asked her to the wedding after like it. What did this happen at the lunch we saw? Because yes.
He talks about that cabin and he said, well, why don't we go together? And she was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And that's when she started talking about like, well, what if I bring a date? And she was like, you need to be more comfortable with me bringing a date around. And he was like, for the wedding? And she was like, not specifically for the wedding, but like when I bring dates around, you need to be comfortable.
I 10 out of 10 love that he just told Schwartz. He's like, yeah, I asked Carmen to the wedding, so I have to take her shopping to bribe her. And it's like, he totally left out the part where Carmen's like, no, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm
she
not.
Said no.
No. Also, Jax, he says, this is the worst. Girls can be broken because they are weak. You just need to be consistent. Sir, do you know how weak men are? Sir.
Here's the thing. We're not weak. If you are consistent with your actions, like
your boyfriend, then.
Well, yeah, like if you have consistency in your actions, that shows that like you will be a certain way. What happens is that then you stop being consistent with those actions.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're weak. It's that we believe who you're portraying to be.
Also, please, men will do anything for food and sex. True. Really calm down over there. So also, Kristen and Rachel keep texting Jax to get drinks at Sir, right? And he's like, of course I'm not going to go hang out with those two nut jobs. Only if Carmen was there. Bye. Because he's
it's like kind of funny that he would actually go there if Carmen was there, because that's how bad he wants to be with Carmen.
Also, if he didn't have better plans with Tom Schwartz, he totally would go.
I don't like, think so. I think he I knows think, what to brew. I think like so. I think he kind of knows what to brew. I don't think he wants to be a part of this. This is too dramatic because it's like yelling and he doesn't like that. He likes the little drama that like slowly circulates.
And him and Sandoval are on a good term right now, so he's not going to say anything that could out that. So he doesn't want to be involved.
He's not the one starting and stirring this pot. Yeah, Kristen's the one stirring.
He likes to be in charge of the pot he's stirring. Mm-hmm. You're right, 100%. But we do find out that because Kristen is friends with Carmen, he's going to have a double date with Carmen, James, and Kristen, which he's like not excited about, but he'll do anything for Carmen right now.
Again, really doesn't want to go hang out with James and Kristen, but Carmen's there. So
yeah, that so might trumps as well. Everything. So then Tom tells Jax about the Katie Stassi drama, and Jax agrees. He's like, Stassi just wants to control people, and when she can't control them, she gets rid of them. But then he's also like, I dated her, so I don't really have a leg to stand on, but I like get it.
But it's okay.
Also, if Stassi were to be like, Jax, I want to get back with you, Jax would probably fucking fall into that hole again. So he really doesn't have a leg to stand on, but you know, whatever. True. So now let's go back to Sir. Lisa's here, Lisa and Ken. They walk in. They say hey to Diana. Diana's still working. It's the same night. She's in the same outfit, same hair. You know, just a little later, the sun went down. And Diana immediately is like, hey, Lisa, Ken, can I talk to you? It can't wait. It needs to happen now.
We had a fire incident.
It's about a disrespectful employee named Kristen Doty. Like, I love that they're not even sitting down, right? Like, they're headed there. And Lisa's like, I hate when I'm like, can I talk to you? Someone's like, what's it about? And I'm like, well, if once we sit down, I will tell you. But this is what Lisa does, because on the way to the table, she's like, what's this about? And Diana's like, Kristen Doty. And so we already, by the time we're sitting down, we're already pissed.
It's like, here we go. Let's dive in.
So Diana tells them that Kristen wasn't working. She was having a drink. And then there was a screaming match between Kristen and Sheena, which Lisa's not happy to hear. Sheena was involved.
No, she kind of was more shocked at the Sheena.
Yeah. And so Diana came out to make it stop, and Kristen started yelling at Diana, and immediately Lisa's so pissed. Kristen's been here 7 years too long. Like, what the fuck? You can't disrespect management. Also, where the fuck is Sheena? Bring her here now. Sheena,
we need to talk.
So Sheena shows up, and Lisa scolds Sheena for raising her voice, and Sheena immediately apologizes, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have acted that way. Sheena explains what happened, and that Kristen's trying to screw up, it's a personal thing, but she's trying to screw up the relationship between Tom and Ariana. But it doesn't matter. Kristen can't disrespect management. And Sheena's like, I didn't yell at Diana, which Diana in the background nods. And she's like, yeah, Sheena didn't yell at me.
No, yeah. She's like, I only yelled at Kristen. I did not yell at management.
Yeah.
I was only screaming at her. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. Yeah. But I do respect
what happened. But
I still respect people's roles here.
Lisa's livid. Time and time again, we like Kristen back, and she now has disrespected management, and we cannot stand. And Ken's like, I know we're pissed, but we do have to unfortunately hear Kristen's side of the story before we fire her. And Lisa's like, oh, that's fine, but I'm pissed. Which I get. I'd be pissed.
I was shocked that Ken said that. I was like, damn. But I guess Ken, like, legally you kind of have to.
Yeah, I think for the show with the cameras rolling, Ken was like, hey, Lisa, we do need to talk to Kristen. And Lisa's like, fine, but I'm not happy about it. So now we are still at Sir, but now we're inside and we've dropped kind of the Kristen drama. And Peter's at the bar, and Lisa's like, why the fuck are you behind the bar? Yeah. You're managing. And Peter's like, I'm covering for Tom because him and Ariana are missing. And Lisa takes matters into her own hands and gets on the phone with Tom. And she's like, where the fuck are you? And him and Ariana say that they're on their way back. And Lisa a million times is like, come back. And Tom's like, we are coming back. And Lisa's like, are you coming back? And
I know. And Tom's, it's just like, constantly we're on back. But we do confirm with Diana that Kristen and the Miami girl are gone. Yes. So like, cause I think Lisa knows, like, if Tom walks back in and if they're still standing here, he's going to immediately leave again, which that's on them to make sure that, like, Kristen and Miami girl do not walk back in, and it's on Tom to come back. But Lisa has to go, you know, got to get to dinner, other plans.
Yeah. But you cannot leave in the middle of your shift. Also, Peter, why'd you let them leave? This is your fault. And Peter's like, did you want me to physically restrain them? And Lisa's like, yes. So harassment charges on the way at Sir. We'll wait.
Oh, God.
Peter's like, I'm not gonna, but okay. So, she's going to dinner. Peter and Diana are in charge. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, Jax and Schwartz are done at drinks. So Katie comes to pick up. Bubba's here.
Yep. Katie is picking up the boys.
All
you know,
the
but Katie keeps getting like all these texts and like wonders if anybody has talked to Sheena. And they're all like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Let's read the texts. One says,
yeah, she hands Tom her phone.
The bitch from Miami, Tom supposedly banged, showed up at Sir. And Kristen said she had nothing to do with it. And Jax is like, oh, that's why Kristen and Jack or Rachel were texting me. I get
obviously.
It.
Obviously.
Tom Sandoval left Sir. That's the last text. So now they're discussing it. Kristen on the crazy scale of 1 to 10 is at a 15 to 20. She's off the charts.
The charts.
It was no mystery.
They all agree Kristen orchestrated this whole thing. They're like, Kristen did this. Right. Yes. They all know that like this is like such an insult. Kristen is insulting her relationship with Tom or with James and his relationship. Like she clearly does not give a fuck about that.
Just we all really feel bad for James. Yeah, we all feel really bad for James. But then Katie, and I'm kind of with Katie. She's like, do we believe that nothing happened with Sandoval? Like Katie's like, I'm not mad if he did. I'm not mad if he didn't. Just like the facts. Cause it looks guilty that he left.
She's like,
right?
Due to his behavior. I mean, he just walked off. Like who does that if they're innocent?
Jax. Okay. So neither one of the boys said this did not happen. Jax said
that
he wasn't there. He was downstairs getting beer, to which I like, weren't you banging someone on the beach? I'm getting different stories.
I know. I think Jax is, no matter what, Jax is not
Jax
a part
is
of this.
Not
so
there.
He can kind of keep saying like, well, I wasn't there, so I can't speak to this.
Tom Schwartz said nothing. Absolute silence.
But I also don't think he knows that like he needs to speak up for Tom's innocence.
I don't know. It looks sketchy. And I don't
I think
if
Schwartz
this is the way
is the
it's been cut.
Who thinks... if I don't say he's guilty, that means everybody knows I think he's innocent and I know he's innocent.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he realizes it.
Like
his role
innocent
in this
until
to be like,
proven guilty.
Yeah. I think he's like, oh, of course he's innocent, but nobody else knows that. Like Schwartz is the one who really has to speak up here and corroborate Sandoval's story and like tell everyone I was with him the whole time. We hung out with this girl, but no, she didn't come to our room. No, they didn't meet in the bathroom. Like, I mean, unless he snuck off for me for the 2 minutes, you know, like I was in the bathroom, you know, like saying stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think I don't know if it was cut this way in like the Bravo editing room. I don't know if the boys were really silent, but we didn't get a straight answer.
No.
And Katie says she doesn't think this girl's totally random and eventually the truth will come out, which I believe the story as they met the girls. I believe Tom talked to this girl for a long time. That's just like the kind of guy Tom is. I believe Tom held her hand while she was struggling walking in her shoes. Yep. The rest, I don't know. Like, I totally believe they hung out with these girls at the club. Like, of
but
course.
Tom's
like,
admitted that. Like, Tom hasn't denied that either.
I totally believe it's a matter of what happened when we went back to the hotel room / bathroom.
Does Miami girl say that they slept together in his hotel bathroom?
It's just the bathroom. And she knows his dick. She has described his dick.
His tiny ass dick, apparently.
And how it's shaved. So now we're back at Sir. Jeremy's working. Tom Sandoval might not be at work, but hot Jeremy's there supporting his child. So Tom and Ariana show back up hand in hand. They are not in a rush. Like if I was yelled at by my boss, I'd be like, I got to get to work. These two are strolling in like they got time.
But to be honest, if I had to come back to this scene, I feel like you're kind of like mentally prepping yourself. So you're just like, all right, here we go. Like, I wouldn't be in a rush either.
I was like, come on. Time is money. Time is money. Get in there.
No.
But Sandoval says the timing's insane of this happening because he just had the closure talk with Kristen and he thought everything was fine. And now she's fucking being crazy again. So Tom's back at work at the same bar. Ariana's at her back bar and fucking Miami girl shows up in the same freaking outfit she was just
I'm like,
where'd
honey.
She come from? Where'd
How
she
did
come
you get
from?
Into this place?
What happened?
It's just Miami girl, though. Just Miami
also,
girl.
Also, if you're not, if I don't have the backup of like Kristen and Rachel, I'm not going to show back up. But this bitch is
I think she is.
This bitch has got so much
You're
nerve.
On TV. No, there's more to this than just a normal scenario like this. She's now on TV. If she's claiming all these things on social media, she has a following. She needs to follow through.
It's just so much.
And she's ballsy through. Cause like, think about it. Kristen's been pet talking her. She's been spitting this shit all over social media. And like, people are going to know like this show's filming. Yeah. So she's got to like grow some balls and do it.
That's true. She has the balls and she walks right up to Tom and Tom's like, you're back. And she's like, well, you walked off. And Anne Marie says that Tom ignored her and lied about having a girlfriend. And Tom's like, there was no hookup. And Anne Marie's like, you're going to lie here. You're going to stand here and lie. Anne Marie says Jax is going to admit it. And then Tom's like, admit what? He was fucking your friend on the beach. What's he admitting to?
What can he talk confused. To?
So Miami Girl says that Kristen came to her and asked if they had sex. And Tom's like, okay, can you leave?
She's like, what's happening? With the finger, we had sex. And he's like, no, we didn't.
No, we did not. That's one of my favorite scenes. We had sex. No, we did not.
Didn't.
It's like communicating with a child. No, we did not.
Yeah.
And so then Ariana shows. I don't know if Ariana heard. I don't know if someone told her. This bitch appears out of nowhere. She walks straight up to Tom. Good thing behind the bar too, to, you know, have the bar in between. And she's like, let me tell you, no one's going to tell my boyfriend to shut the fuck up. No one needs to tell me anything. This conversation's inappropriate. And Ariana's like, you need to leave. Hey, security, come here.
Can you come here?
Come.
We got a problem.
Anne Marie is then telling Ariana that her boyfriend cheated on her with his 4-inch penis and he shaves everything and only lasts a few minutes. And Ariana and Tom are unbothered. They are high-fiving. They're like, 4 inches. Woo!
I like how they handle this because if you make a joke out of like people's allegations, it really takes a lot of the air out of it. Like clearly trying to make Ariana feel a type of way because at some point she says, you're just pissed off. Whenever Ariana says, nobody's going to tell my boyfriend to shut up. Anne Marie is like, you're just pissed off I slept with him. And they're like, we don't believe this. We don't give a shit. So them joking around even makes it worse. Like it's kind of like they're making fun of her too.
This is that bad bitch move where someone's trying to get a rise out of you. And you not only don't give them a rise, but you make them seem like a joke that they're just
like. And
then
like, they get heated. You can get a rise out of them.
Because she was pissed. And so Tom and Ariana are high-fiving. They're like, you got a 4-inch dick. This is so exciting.
But then, of course, whenever security comes, she's like, you and your 4.5-inch penis. And they're like, extra half an inch.
Yeah, so security comes and removes Miami Girl from Sir. And this is the last we ever see about her. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think. I mean, she might show up again. But as far as I know,
this episode, this is all we get.
You've kicked been out removed.
Of Sir. I can't believe she made it back in. I wonder if the producers were like, all right, just one more go at it.
If I was Tom Sandoval, right, and I walked back into Sir, I would have immediately told security, like, if you see Kristen, Rachel, or this Miami girl,
Lisa did. That's why I think production was in on it and why maybe he was walking slow back in. If they were like, listen, she's going to come in. We'll do a quick scene. Yeah.
And then
kick her out. Like, this can all be over. You just need to come back in and address this or it'll keep coming up. Yeah. Is probably what they said.
As Miami Girl is being escorted out, she's like, are you kidding me? And like Tom and Ariana,
she's
don't
like, get
even
your
hear.
Hands off me.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? And Ariana and Tom are like, 4.5 inches, 4.5 inches. And it's like totally two separate.
Ariana even makes
happening.
A comment in her interview about Anne Marie's like white dress and how she like came and in like, and tried to look laced like some up. Classy ass girl. Yeah.
Anne Marie did not look classy. I'm so sorry. She looked
like she was on a cruise, in quotes, dress she thinks she owns.
It looked really bad. Okay, so now we get a quick 90-second clip in the car with Katie, Jax, and Tom. And Jax brings up how he heard Katie is blackballed from Stassi's life. And Katie's like, yeah, I guess we're moving on from that friendship. And then they make a quick joke about Katie being controlled, which we don't like because we don't believe Katie's controlled.
Have you taken that computer chip out?
Jax kills.
Got me. It.
But Katie's like, hey, Jax, of course I would pick Stassi over you. There's literally no question about it, even if she's being a bitch. And then Jax is basically like, hey, or no, Schwartz says, hey, Bubba, you and Jax are like on the same level of Stassi's hate-o-meter. He's in the
same spot with Stassi. Jax
dies. Jax is like, yeah, I'm not alone. And Katie just like, she's like, fuck me. This is the worst. Okay, so now we're at Sandoval's apartment. Sandoval shows up with for Ariana with breakfast and coffee.
I love this.
So cute.
Clearly yesterday did not hinder their relationship. No.
What a crazy night they had. Lisa better fucking come down on Kristen. The fuck's wrong with her? Also, they share a big breakfast burrito. Very cute.
So
very
large. Cute. We got to share it.
And Kristen, she's such a huge bitch. Even after this closure conversation, she still loves Tom. It's not even a secret that they know Kristen still loves Tom. They're like, we get her plan. She's trying to break us up, but little does she know, she pushed us closer together. It's embarrassing when people know your plan.
It's really sad because they're like, oh, poor girl. I was telling her, like, this is closure, whereas Kristen is hearing, there's a chance. Like,
yeah, no.
Clearly not on the same page here.
Tom got a text from Kristen 2 days ago that said, I get that we talked in Miami and whatever, and I'm glad we did. Just wanted to make sure everything would be cool with us now. Also included in this was the smiley face with the tongue emoji out.
So weird.
So, and they're like, what about James? Like, what about James? This relationship sucks. Kristen's plan sucks. These rumors suck. Like, it's all a big fucking mess.
And they talk a lot about, like, what were Kristen's expectations if her plan worked? You know, like,
yeah, Tom's I don't like, understand would I get back?
It. Yeah, we want to get back together, which is what we've been saying this entire season. Kristen thinks if Tom and Ariana break up, we know that Kristen thinks this because she has said without Ariana in the picture, Tom and her could have something. And Tom is shutting that down right here, right now.
Yeah, Tom's like, it doesn't matter if Ariana and I break up. It doesn't matter if she dies and gets hit by a Mack truck. I'm not getting back with Kristen ever.
Go hit Taylor Swift. We are never getting back together. Just jam to that.
Just sends it back to Kristen, like, as a response to her text.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad bitch move, and Kristen would go nuts. I think they're trying to, like, really put the fire out within Kristen, and it's not working.
It is impossible. These are like those birthday candles where you try and blow them out, but they just keep relighting.
They come back stronger each and every time, and that's Kristen.
And the cake just is up in flames.
She's like a cockroach, right? Kristen has one bad plan, but she's got 1,000 more in her back pocket she's not afraid to use. You can't kill her. Seriously.
Well, let's go on to a terrible lunch nobody wants to be at.
A double date with Carmen, Jax, Kristen, and James. Jax and Carmen look so nice, right? Jax is in a nice button-up shirt. Carmen looks super cute. And then James walks in his cut-off tank top and beanie. And Kristen walks in her, like, t-shirt and shorts. And I was like, I think they got the wrong memo on, like, the attire responsibility.
Seriously. Well, Jax immediately goes in deep with, I had multiple phone calls and 3 different stories about yesterday. So
what happened?
Like, what is going on?
Kristen tells her side of the story, how Anne-Marie, like, showed up and Tom was so guilty because he left the restaurant. And
bitching at her about, like, the wedding and what was happening.
James, let's talk about James. James says he has his girl's back, which I respect. But this obsession with Tom, James is over it. He's done. He doesn't know what this issue is. We need to get past it. Okay? And if this is going to help Kristen get past it, then let's that fucking end it.
Okay, well, I have respect that James has Kristen's back. But
yes.
I just need him to have a conversation with her to be like, this isn't cool. When is this going to end? Tell me your plan. Agreed. So there's an actual end, because there doesn't seem to be an end. It doesn't seem like it's about the cheating anymore. Like, that's a part of it, but there seems to be a bigger grand scheme here.
I 1,000% agree. So yeah, poor James. That's like all I can really say. And now Sheena doesn't know if Kristen and James are going to be invited to the wedding. And I think Jax tells her that, right?
Jax said like he talked to Sheena and Sheena is like weighing if she should keep Kristen and James on the guest list. And Kristen says like everything that happened was none of Sheena's business. She needed to stay out of it, which I think it's Sheena. Even if Sheena wasn't friends with Ariana, it's Sheena's business because people who are invited to your wedding are at odds.
Yeah. And she has to pick Ariana over Kristen because Ariana's in the wedding. Kristen's not.
Well, even if she wasn't friends with Ariana, Kristen's the one who's starting these fights. Ariana is like the passive person in all of this.
Yeah. It's bad. So now we go to Sir. Peter's working. He says hey to Tom and Ariana who come in not in their Sir outfit. But they're here to talk to Lisa. And Tom's ready to explain to Lisa that he thought it was the right decision to leave. So let's see what Lisa thinks, right? Tom and Lisa sit down. Lisa's mad that Tom walked out of his shift because at the end of the day, Sir is the most important thing to Lisa, which is fair. It's fair. The rest of you are employees, work for Lisa. Tom at first doesn't really understand how he's responsible for this mess because it was orchestrated by a one Kristen Doty. And again, Lisa's like, okay, that's like fantastic, but you have to understand your part you had in this, which was leaving the shift.
You needed to stay. You should have called. You could have
dealt with
the options you could have had were security or a manager to deal with the crazies, which were not your fault, not your responsibility. However, you staying behind the bar is your responsibility.
Yes. Should have dealt with it. And Tom says he felt scared because Kristen's fucking crazy, which honestly, if I had Kristen Doty, I don't even want to say as my enemy, but as someone who was so obsessed with destroying my life, I would also be scared because this girl has no boundaries. None.
Well, what's crazy is like her threats and her things she actually does aren't scary, but it's her like she's relentless.
Yeah.
Like she will not stop. That's what's exhausting.
It's exhausting to watch.
She has a stamina for trying to ruin Tom's life. And I am over it personally as a viewer.
The endurance this girl has, I don't even know. So at the end of this conversation, it's basically Lisa has empathy for Tom because this Kristen situation is out of control, but he cannot leave the bar unattended and Tom apologizes. But Lisa wants to talk to Ariana. So Ariana comes through and she's like, she's not apologetic at the beginning, right? She's basically like, this was the situation. Kristen's insane. She's trying to ruin my life. She calls Lisa dude really quick, which was a big slip up.
Oh. I know. I think Ariana should have come a little bit more apologetic considering this was happening to her boyfriend and not her.
Yeah. So
in my opinion, Ariana really didn't have a reason to walk out at that moment.
Agreed. Ariana, because they weren't after Ariana, right? She just wanted to go comfort Tom. I think when Ariana received the phone call, she should have probably been the one to like let Diana know and be like, hey, there are these girls. Because these girls were after Tom, right? They were in the back of Sir, so they were out of the restaurant. So that's when she could have been like, hey, security needs to keep these girls out of the restaurant.
Yep.
But whatever. So then Lisa's like, okay, all this shit is happening, but like, is a girl really going to fly from Miami just for nothing? Like, maybe it happened. And Ariana says nothing adds up. And Lisa says that, you know.
I think it's interesting that Lisa kind of questions this in front of Ariana because I think she needs to. Like, this does need to be questioned. Yeah. I think Ariana needs to question a little bit more. We haven't seen her do it at all. So I think Lisa is looking out for Ariana saying, you know, is what Tom is saying, is that actually true? Like, why would this girl come all the way here just for a lie?
Agreed. But Ariana's smart. Tom's charming. We may never know the true truth, but Lisa does ask Ariana, like, the most important thing is, can you work with Kristen again? And Ariana says she wants Kristen to move back to Michigan because this girl's a psychopath.
She needs to get some help.
Yeah, she doesn't know if being the bigger person is the best decision, which I agree. Tom and Ariana have tried nothing but being the bigger person. And Kristen still cannot, like,
let it go. Like, at what point will this end? If Tom is so being stubborn in a sense and not admitting this is true in Kristen's mind, and Kristen wants him to admit it's true, like, where do we go from here even, like, for any of this?
Yeah, we've tried ignoring Kristen. We've tried talking it through with Kristen. We've tried keeping our distance from Kristen. We've tried crying. We've tried laughing. We've tried hugging. Like, none of it fucking works. None of it.
Yeah.
So we basically end. Ariana does apologize. Lisa will not get involved if you do not leave in the middle of the shift, right?
Yeah, basically. She says she's happy. She's happy they both came back, and that is why they still have their jobs.
Yeah. So we'll see. But now let's go to Blue Road Studios, which is where Sheena is recording her hit song, Shake That, produced by James Kennedy. It is a jam.
I feel like we're in an SNL skit.
Let me see you shake that.
Yeah, we've got Sheena, Shay, James, and Kristen at the recording studio. Sheena's in the booth.
Yeah, we don't know why Kristen is here. Kristen's just random. Shay's the hype man. Shay's like there. She's like fucking killing it. Yep. Sheena.
Sheena cannot look at Kristen. She is pissed after what happened. Yeah. In Kristen's interview, Kristen's just making fun of Sheena's singing / porn sounds. You know,
that's her thing. That's her thing. I love though. I only watched this 3 times just for Shay and James because Sheena's recording and you just see these two full on like fucking
they're thrilled. But Kristen keeps saying like she's here to support James, but she's literally just on her phone, not looking at anyone. Sheena goes to take a break and like walks out to the lounge area. So Kristen follows.
I'll be in the lounge if you need me. I'll be in the lounge. Kristen goes over to talk to Sheena and she basically starts the conversation with, "You don't have a reason to be mad at me at all." Which, like, I love a conversation
that's
a very
generic. I could have one reason to be mad at you, honey.
Sheena says her main reason is that this all happened the week of her wedding, and she thinks Kristen set the whole thing up. Which that's fair. You're causing
it
fucking
is
drama.
True. Kristen it's, did it's help set very this up.
True. It's very true. And Kristen's like, "I actually didn't, and I'm here to clear my name." And Sheena is like, basically, Ariana doesn't believe it. So, like,
let it
can
go.
You fucking stop? But no, she can't. She can't stop. Sheena says Kristen should know that she's stressed. Sheena is stressed about this wedding. We don't need more stress, Kristen.
Listen, Sheena's going a little too hard about the wedding crap. I think she just needs to be really honest here, but Sheena won't be, obviously. It's Sheena. So Kristen has to bring up the comment that Jax made about potentially being uninvited from the wedding, which Sheena then clarifies and says, "I'm worried about you getting drunk and going crazy if Ariana and Tom are dancing," which I never thought about.
Well, yeah, if you see them
it being intimate and like them enjoying their time,
it's
I
a
never
wedding.
Thought about
it's
that.
Romantic.
I know.
Couples are going to love.
I was just thinking like dinner, like people are sitting at different tables. Like I just imagine that and Kristen even going off. I didn't even think about the triggers of Tom and Ariana being happy and in love.
No. And I mean, Kristen's response to this is, "We're both just trying to clear our name." Shut the fuck up, Kristen. You don't have a name to clear. No one cares. No one cares.
I was about literally to say, nobody's saying like, "Kristen, you're such a liar." Like nobody else but Kristen is talking about this.
Everyone's saying, "Kristen, you're a fucking crazy bitch."
Even Kristen would just let it go. When Jax brings it up, he doesn't say anything about Kristen's name. Like the incident, the Miami incident. He has never once said Kristen's name. So Kristen is like dying on this cross, but she's the one who nailed herself to it.
That's a really good analogy. That was great. Oh my God. Basically, it ends with... obviously, Kristen's coming to the wedding. It would be more work to uninvite her.
I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either.
I think it will be a hassle to not have her come as well, but...
yeah. But, like, I think Sheena really has to think, like, okay, does she want to be friends with Kristen for the rest of her life?
I think that's the hang-up for Sheena. Is she doesn't want somebody who is important to her, and Kristen is important to her... mm-hmm. to miss her wedding and not be there because of the memories in the future, which is so fucking dumb.
Yeah. So that's where Sheena's coming from. But that's where the episode ends. So next time on Vanderpump Rules, James is DJing. Kristen reads Jax's texts, to which she outs Schwartz for potentially cheating. Schwartz is mad at Jax about that. Lisa doesn't know what to do with Kristen, and Lisa and Kristen get into it at Sir.
You thought Ariana calling Lisa dude was bad? Get ready for next episode. Ooh,
the drama. Okay, I was just thinking about this towards the end. I don't know who the fuck I want to accept or block. It was such a bad episode for everyone.
It's so easy.
I know. But it's like, am I just going to do this for the rest of season three? I'm just going to keep blocking Kristen.
We're going to do blocking Kristen. Yeah, there's just nothing really to speak about.
Times two.
I mean, honestly, the highlight points are really screaming at Sheena.
Suck a dick, Diana.
Although, for the entertainment factor, I will give her a slight gold star. Maybe a bronze star. We'll give her a bronze star.
I loved it. Listen, Danny Pellegrino, he's a big Bravo guy. I talk about him a lot. He does an ASMR of this scene, and it's Kristen going, suck a dick, Diana. Move your ass. And it's so funny. But then sometimes he'll post the scene just to be like, I'm feeling nostalgic. And it's just the scene of Kristen fucking yelling with a cig.
Suck it, Diana.
It's iconic. So in that sense, this is one of my favorite episodes to watch that because I cannot stop laughing at it. But Kristen should not exist as a human right now.
With the cigarette in the hand, waving it around.
Oh, my God. And she looks disheveled. Her hair's everywhere.
Suck it, Diana.
She's in a nice dress, which just makes it worse. It's so funny. Poor Diana. Okay, who are we accepting then?
This one's hard, though, because, like, every person I want to accept. I mean, the only person – I honestly am going to accept this person because I truly don't think they did anything wrong this episode and had a great time. I'm accepting Schwartz. He had a great guys' night. At the guys' night, they were actually talking about how they can't really do their old guys' nights because, you know, they – Schwartz is a girlfriend. He needs to be better about it. Yeah, like he can't really do that anymore. But I think he was really good, had an enjoyable guy's night without going crazy.
Yeah.
And that car ride was so fun, in my opinion. So they weren't a part of the drama, but they got the drama with my friends is like reading texts with my friends, talking about the drama that you're not a part of.
Involved in, yeah. I'm going to accept a different – I love the Schwartz one. Just because there wasn't a lot of good stuff happening, I'm going to accept Diana. I think she really held it together. Kristen's fucking insane. Kristen's the type to punch you in the face and not give a fuck. And Diana still held her own, was very classy, told her she needs to leave, and then immediately –
didn't, like, truly yell.
Immediately was like, I'm going to tell the bosses because you disrespected the hell out of me and I don't deserve that.
Handled it like a boss with her
Lisa,
bosses.
Lisa can have her back. Kristen's about to get it, I think. Fuck yeah, Diana. You fucking rock. Woo! I love suck a dick, Diana. You know what, Diana? I was trying to think of
a positive version of like suck a dick, Diana.
I hope Diana gets that dick.
Get that dick, Diana.
Ugh, this is a fun. I love season three. Such a mess. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to join our Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. So much fun. We love season three. Is that it, Meredith? Do you have anything else to add?
Go rate, review, subscribe on our other podcast too. We have three out, I know.
Listen to One Season Wonders and Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast. You won't regret it. Nope. You might regret it, but probably not. So with that being said, we love you guys more than a bottle of vodka.